So God bless you, everybody. Thank you for coming. And of course, this is my dad's final time until we have him back again. Who would like him to come back again one day? Yeah. Well, that's three people. Just. Could you put your hand together, as my dad? Thanks to you.
Well, I'm not coming back for three of you. That's for sure. You can do a lot better than that, surely. No, I'm fine. I've only got one scripture. Just want to read a scripture from Romans 5 that says, therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through whom? Through Jesus. Through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. We gain access into God's grace by faith. And we're going to touch the grace of God tonight in the way of healings and miracles. Amen. And we've got to do that by faith. That's grace. The healings, the miracles are something we can't do ourselves, but God does them. That's grace. But we've got to touch grace. And touching grace means we've got to have faith to get into that grace. Because grace isn't just for saving. It's for healing. It's for prospering. It's for many, many things. There's two kinds of faith. There's passive faith, which we use most of the time. Just that grind away that we keep believing in spite of all that happens in the world, in spite of everything that takes place. We just keep grinding on with a passive faith. But sometimes we need to use aggressive faith. And if you want to get healed tonight, and obviously a lot of you do, you got to start getting some aggressive faith going. And you remember the woman with the issue of blood I spoke about her a little bit last week. That woman never had a conversation with Jesus, but she'd been bleeding for 12 years. She'd done everything she possibly could because she was a Jewess. So she'd had all the prayer, and then it still kept on, the constant bleeding. And then when she heard Jesus was coming by, she wasn't supposed to, but she went out to meet him. She was not supposed to be in public, but she went out into this public arena where Jesus was, and thousands of people were there. And she said, if I can touch him, I'll be healed. Now, she did not have a conversation with him. She didn't talk to him. She didn't say, Jesus, what about it then? Could you heal me? Would you like to heal me? There was none of that. When she got to him, after pushing through the crowd, and she was anemic, so she'd be, with the bleeding, she'd be very anemic, she'd be weak. When she got to him, the Bible says she touched the hem of his garment, which indicates she was on her knees. But he turned away from her because he was walking away with Jairus. So he didn't even see her, didn't even know she was there, but she touched him. Because she was saying all the time, if I can touch him, I'll be healed. If I can touch him, I'll be healed. If I can touch him, I'll be healed. She pressed through this crowd and touched his clothes, and immediately she was healed. He stopped, turned around, and says, who touched me? He didn't even know. Do you know what she was using that day? Aggressive faith. He said to her, daughter, your faith has made you whole. I love that. That gives me an incredible amount of hope. When a woman like this, she had no conversation with him. Come on. No, she didn't try to work. She just, this aggressive faith said, if I could touch him, I'll be healed. I don't know where that came from. When I get to heaven, I'm going to give her a big hug. She's such an encouragement to me. And then what about blind Bartimaeus? He couldn't see Jesus because he was blind. But what about his aggressive faith? When Jesus passed by, he shouted, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus just kept walking. So he shouted louder, Jesus, have mercy on me. And they said to him, shut up. Stop your shouting. They actually tried to quieten him down, but he shouted all the more. He was aggressive in his faith. So Jesus stopped, turned around. Jesus had passed him. See, if the guy wasn't aggressive, if it was just passive faith, Jesus would have carried on walking. He wouldn't have got healed. He would have carried. And if the woman with the issue of blood got 6 feet away from Jesus but thought, what's the point of all this? Look, he's walking away now. Every time I try something, I get disappointed. Blow it. She could have stopped and she wouldn't have got healed. Blind Bartimaeus, Jesus says, he stopped, turned around, bring him to me. And when he came, he says, what do you want? He said, I want to see. Of all the questions, all the things he could have asked for, he said, I want to see. Let me just say this. That might seem a stupid thing to say, but nobody had ever been healed of blindness. There's no history in all the world before that of anybody getting healed. So this guy has got nothing to go on. He can't say so-and-so got healed 200 years ago. I heard of this man that got healed. I heard of this woman that got healed. No, nobody had. So he was asking Jesus for something that had never, ever happened before. He says, I want to see. Well, you know, he got healed. And Jesus says, son, your faith has made you whole. So he was exercising aggressive faith. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And if you've come here tonight with hope, thank God for that. But I'll tell you now, if you've only got hope, if you say to me, well, I hope I get healed, well, I'll tell you right now, you won't. Because hope never performed a miracle. Miracles never happen because of hope. Do you know this? People hope they'll go to heaven and they won't. Come on. There's a lot of people out there hoping they'll go to heaven. They won't go to heaven because hope does not bring about the miraculous. Hope is a foundation on which we build faith. Now, you can't have faith without hope, but you can have hope without faith. Let that sink in. I can see the penny needs to drop. You can't have faith without hope, because that's the foundation hope is. And then you believe and the miraculous happens. But some people just have hope. I've often prayed for people and I've laid my hands. I said to them, do you believe you're going to be healed? And people have actually said to me, I hope so. I said, well, you won't be. And I'm not being rude, but if that's all that's operating, hope, it's not going to happen. I want to believe. I'm standing by faith in the grace of God. Hallelujah. I'm not standing there because I'm good looking. I'm not standing there because I've got intelligence. I'm not standing there because I'm wealthy. I'm standing in the grace of God because I believe what the Bible says. If Bible says it, I believe it. That settles it. You've heard that said a lot of times before. And it's the truth. So we're going to pray for some wonderful miracles to take place. What we're going to do first, we're going to sing a couple of worship songs. Just a couple. And then I'm going to get up. I'm going to stop praying. I'll tell you who I want to come out. And then while we're praying for people, we'll still continue worshiping. So you can be worshiping. And if you feel right now you haven't got aggressive faith, get it. Right now, in our worship together, say, God, I've had it with this thing. This thing has plagued me for long. I have had it. I'm ready to get away from it. In the name of Jesus, heal me. You know, so let's get some of that going tonight. And I'll tell you, there'll be some miracles and healings in this place. Okay, so we'll have a couple. Let's stand and sing some worship songs, and then we'll get into it.
Like never before, oh my. dawn that day when my strength is failing, the end draws near and my time has come. Still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forever.
My chains are Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your presence, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Father, we invite your presence right now. Your power. We pray that in this place, the power of God will be here to heal. We pray that people will go out of this place tonight healed in the name of Jesus. People will go out of this place tonight with miracles, Lord, because you're here in power. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. I'm just going to talk for a few minutes, but are you all right standing or do you want to sit down? I wasn't going to say what I'm going to say now, but I really felt as we were worshiping the Lord then to say this. We're going to pray tonight for miracles and for healings. Now, miracles can be all sorts of things. It can be a marriage problem. It can be a problem that you've got with your kids. It can be a financial problem that you're facing that you just need some help. Miracles in that way. But also, how many of you know that in healings, there can be miracles? Do you know what I mean? There can be, because a healing is, you know, if I get the flu and then my body immune system goes to work, then I work through that and I get healed, or my body heals me. But it's over a period of time. You understand that? And healings can be like that. There was a time when Jesus prayed for somebody, and he says, I think it was blind man, he says, what do you see? He says, I see men like trees walking. And it wasn't good enough, so Jesus touched him again. So he got, you think of that, twice. He got twice prayed for by Jesus before he got his complete healing. Only once have I been healed, what I would say, miraculously. I've been healed several times. They're all miracles, but I mean instantly. That's the word I'm looking for. When I was down at a youth camp in the Foursquare, Busselton, in the late 70s, I had a bad duodenal ulcer. I used to be vomiting blood. I won't go into all the details, but it was bad. It was agony. When it was playing me up, I could not eat for a full 24 hours. And then for a good 7 days after that, if I swallowed, it just, the pain was incredible. And I was taking a youth camp once in down there at Busselton. And as I was sitting down, we were having a worship time, I felt like little electric shocks going up and down, just like that. I thought, what is that? It was just very slight. And it must have gone on for about a minute. And then it went. And I've never had that ulcer back since then. And I got back to church, and I did some inquiring, and I found out that that same time that I was being healed instantly, that there was three or four ladies in the church at Belmont had been praying for me for a healing. So they were up here, but I was down there, and God heard them and healed me instantly. Okay, but I have had other miracles that have not been instant. One of them was I put my back out very, very badly. I won't go again into all the details, but I had x-rays in 1977. I would end up in hospital, and the x-rays were bad report. The doctor came and said to me, look, you've damaged your spine severely at the back, the base. We could do an operation, but it's a 50-50. You could end up a lot worse than what you are now, or it could improve. That was back then. That was again in 1978, I think, something like that. And he said, you're in a real bad way. You'll probably never do a full day's work again. And it won't be long before you'll be in a wheelchair. Now, you know, that was not a good report, was it?
So he said, when I came out, I was in hospital for about 10 days. I came out and I had to go for some physio, and I'd only got, I think, 4 or 5 lots of physio. That's all that my health cover would allow, and that was a lot. I got home, this is the truth, and I thought, Lord, I've got a bad report here, and I'm not going to accept it in the name of Jesus. I ripped the x-ray up and burnt it. From that day to this, I've never been back to the doctor about my back. Not once. Because I know it was a bad report. And I didn't get healed instantly. But over a period of time, my back just strengthened so wonderfully. And you can see I'm not in a wheelchair. And I've been playing squash for 30 years. And so that was a healing that wasn't instant, because in the hospital, people came in the hospital laying hands on me, praying for me. How many people prayed for me? But I went out of the hospital in agonizing pain, went to the physio in agonizing pain. And when you've been to the physio, you come back even worse. You know, like, and I got that wonderful healing. Is that marvelous? And then I got, in the early 1980s, I had terrible, terrible hay fever when I was pastoring in Armidale. It was an allergy. I won't go into the details, but it was an unusual one, because the specialist said to me, you're allergic to the 20th century. That's what he said to me. You'll always be like this. He says, it pulled 7 polyps out of my nose, 7 in one hit. He says, you will always, every year, have to have polyps removed, and you have to go on the strictest of diets. There will be no more dairy products, no more chocolate, no more cheese, no more, dairy milk. So I'd got to go looking for a place in Armidale that sold goat's milk, and I found a place. And that was shocking. I could never go out the house without at least 7 or 8 handkerchiefs. That's how bad I used to be. Shocking. Anything would set it off. Anything would set it off. And often I'd be preaching and sniffing and blowing my nose while I'm trying to preach. It was shocking. And about a couple of weeks after I'd got this on the supposed to be on this special diet, I think it was maybe a week afterwards on this special diet, I'd just been and got some goat's milk. I'm on the way back. I thought, Lord, this is ridiculous. Come on, Lord, this is absolutely stupid. I'm preaching healing in the church, and I'm on a special diet of goat's milk. And I said, Lord, I'm not going to go on this diet. This is it as far as I'm concerned. Finished. I got home. I said to Julie, go out and get some cheese, go out and get some chocolate, go out and get some milk. I said, because I'm just going to believe God. Now, again, I didn't get healed instantly. But over a period of maybe 3 or 4 months, it went. Because I kept claiming the scriptures, by your stripes I'm healed. I didn't give up. I fought it all the way. You understanding that? All the way. With my back, I fought my back problem for nearly 5 years. Fought it by faith. Got stronger and stronger and stronger. Sometimes you just got to hang in there. Do you know what I mean? So at the beginning, I was just seeing men like trees. I was seeing that God can heal. So that's a healing. So what I want to say to you tonight is this. If I pray for you and you don't get an instant healing, don't go out of those doors saying, God didn't heal me. Get your faith moving. Say, thank you, Lord, you've touched me tonight. I see men like trees walking. Well, I need that other touch and another one and another one. And just to bring you right up to date, last year, I had a bad accident. And some of you have heard this testimony, but some of you haven't. I had a bad accident. I tripped over doing some renovations for my son. Not this one, the other one. And I got a big concrete block in my hand. And as I tripped over something, I felt myself going. I thought, if I smash my face in this as I hit the ground, I'm going to be in big trouble. So I somehow pulled it so that I cracked on my knee. I put all the weight on this knee. Bang! And man, I want to tell you, it was painful. But then I got up and carried on working, and 3 or 4 days later, I was in agonizing pain. And then the pain seemed to subside. I thought, good, it was just obviously a bruise. But then it came back even worse. It was so bad. So bad that towards the end of last year, I'd been for x-rays. Then I had to go to the specialist who sent for an MRI scan. I came back to see him, and I've got the scans at home. I've got them. And he showed it to me, he says, you have absolutely no cartilage in your knee. See that black mark there? He said, that should be cartilage. He says, there's nothing there at all. It's gone. He says, you need a major surgery. I said, oh, okay then. So he booked me in for the 12th of January of this year for major surgery. I was in agony when I went to see him. I was on a walking stick. I was in agony. He said, but just before you go in there, I want you to have a blood test. Come back and see me a week or so before we go for the operation. Just wanted to go through it again with you. So I went back to see him, and the pain had gone. And I'm walking like this. And I walked in to his surgery, and he looked at me. He said, sit there. So I sat down. He said, now lie down. He got my leg and he pulled it all over the place. He says, are you in any pain at night? I said, no. He said, what are you taking? I said, nothing. And he started to mutter under his breath. I'm not going to do it. I said, pardon? He says, what's your regime? I said, what do you do during that? I said, I walk for an hour in the morning with my dog and then half an hour at night time. Yeah, I'm not going to do it. He said, I'm not going to do it. I said, sorry? He said, I'm not going to do it. And then he started talking to me then. I'm not going to do it. I said, you're going to do what? He said, I'm not going to do the operation. He says, look at you. He said, you're not in any pain. He says, I'm not going to do it. I said, okay. So I said, well, you've said I've got no cartilage there. He says, you haven't. I says, well, can you live without cartilage in your knee? He says, you are doing, aren't you? So what is this? This is what the specialist said. And he sent me home. Cancelled it and everything. Cancelled it. I got in the car and I was a bit flabbergasted because I'd arranged for the operation at Subiaco. I'd arranged for it all. You know, of people to do this while I'm away. And, you know, I'd arranged for it. I'm sitting in the car, I thought, what's going off? I thought, I've had a healing. Bit thick, aren't I? An old man, you see. I've had a healing. So there you go. Come on, it's healing. Now, I get twinges, so I realize I'm working in it. I'm working through this. Who knows? Who knows? Maybe I'm growing new cartilage. I don't know. It's possible. I don't know. But I'm working through it. So what I'm trying to say is this. Don't get disappointed when we pray for you if you feel the pain is still there. Don't claim your healing. Amen. Actually, get hold of it and claim it. We've been prayed for, Lord. By your stripes, I am healed. And don't say, does God really want to heal me? Don't say that. And if you come to me and say, John, do you think I'm good enough to get healed? I'll say no. You're not. There's nobody here good enough. I'm not good enough. Because you're not healed by whether you're good enough or not. Do you see that? And does God really want to heal me? Well, yes. He wants to heal you. By his name's Jehovah Rapha, the Lord our healer. Glory to God. Isn't that good? Now, there's some people here tonight that want to be healed. And maybe some of you that are coming along to pray for other people that needs to be healed. So he's going to stand in proxy for them. And then there's other people here that want to have a miracle, okay? And so I want to do this two groups. I want to pray for people who are looking for miracles. That is something in your life that you need a miracle. Maybe for your marriage, for your kids, for your work situation. You just need a miracle. And you know it's gone beyond counseling. You just need a miracle of God. You need something from heaven. You need something supernatural. You need a miracle. And we need miracles from time to time, don't we? And he's a miracle worker. Don't look at me like that. He's a miracle worker. And if you don't believe it, go on now. Don't stay here. You'll be wasting your time for the next hour if you stay here and you don't believe it. Because nothing's going to happen. James, right at the beginning, James was the first book that was written in the New Testament. James, your brother of Jesus. He says, when you ask, don't ask doubting. He said, you know, ask and believe what you're going to ask for is going to happen. He says, because a double-minded man is unstable in all his... Don't let that man think he'll receive anything. Wow. That's pretty strong. They're not my words, James chapter 1. So James is saying, come on, when you ask for something from God, believe. Because you're standing, he says, we stand in the grace of God. Don't ask to stand in the grace of God. You're in it, so just receive it. See, by faith, we stand in the grace of God. If you're saved, if you're born again, you're standing in the grace of God. The table's spread before you. Go get it. Go get it. Go and have a big munch of it. There's all this kind of grace, grace for all sorts of things, for physical healing, mental healing, emotional healing, spiritual healing. There's grace there for everything that you need. There's not one person from the youngest to the oldest here. There's not one of you that are outside of God's grace. If you're born again, you're right smack bang in the middle. And if you're not born again, well, you can get born again tonight. If you don't know Jesus, you can come right into the grace of God. There's nothing stopping you at all, only you. So tonight we're going to see some wonderful miracles. Now, how many people here are looking for the miraculous, not for a physical healing yet, for a miracle? Who needs a miracle? Hands up. Ooh, look at all those hands going up. Okay. Well, what we're going to do, I'm going to ask you to come out of the front now, all of you who need a miracle. Let's have a straight line here. And you guys can just... Oh, we can't, because they're coming as well. Okay, if you can sing or play some music, then we'll do that. And we're going to pray. And I want the... All of you guys want a miracle. Look at this lot. Wow. Okay. I was expecting about 8 to 9. Okay. Not one line. It's two lines of miracle. Lord, what am I going to do here with this bunch? Miracles. He's going to work. He's working now. I can see that. Let me ask you this question, all of you then. Do you believe that God can meet your need? See, I don't know what your need is. I don't. And if you were to tell me, it might even frighten me. Do you know what I mean? So I've sat there sometimes listening to people's needs and think, dear God, they want an answer to this. I don't even understand how they got into it. So there's all sorts of problems. All of you are different. And it wouldn't surprise me if almost every one of you want a different kind of miracle in some way. If it's a marriage problem, in some way, the miracle needs to be different. So my question again is, do you believe God is the God of the miraculous? Yes. Amen. Let's just, because there's so many here, let's just worship the Lord. Just stand in, I'm going to stand in His presence a bit. And you start asking for that miracle yourself just now. Just start doing that. And if God gives me something, then I'm going to just follow that through. But you start seeking God. God, it's imagine there's just you and God here. Just you and God. There's other people around, but it's you and God. And you're talking to God. You're going to get that aggressive faith working because you need a miracle tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Your eyes upon Jesus, look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim.
Look to Jesus right now. Jesus. He is a miracle worker. He knows you better than you know yourself. Do not think, saith the Lord, that I am not interested in you and your need, for I am. For some of you, you have been going through this for a while, and it's at times you've wondered, is the Lord really bothered? But He would say to you this night, yes, I am. I do see what you're going through. I see your heart. I see the trepidation that some of you have in your spirit. I see how some of you, because of the desire for this miracle, has brought you almost to the end of yourself, where you're ready to just throw the towel in and give up. But the Lord would say that He's glad that you're in this line tonight and you're standing at this altar worshiping Him, because He is concerned about you. He does know what you're going through, and He has the answer to your problem. People may not have the answer. You may not have the answer, but the Lord your God has the answer to your problem. So look to Me right now, saith the Lord. I am here. I am here in this room. I have presenced Myself with you because I love you and I care for you and I want to move in and through your life. So open up now. Receive Me. And when My servant prays, lays His hands on you, receive that miracle. Receive it. Don't try to work it out. Don't try to rationalize it, because that you cannot do. And for some of you, you've tried to rationalize and you can't. And the Lord would say, don't even try, just believe. Just trust and obey. There's no other way, saith the Lord, but to trust and obey. Hallelujah. I'm going to start praying for people. Just lay my hands upon you as we continue to worship the Lord. I'm not going to pray for long because there's a big crowd here. And if the Lord gives me something specific to say, I'll say it. But I'm going to lay hands upon you with Pastor David. I'm going to say, receive your miracle. And I'm believing we're going to hear a lot of good testimonies in the next few days to come of the miracles that have taken place. Hallelujah. Let's worship. Let healing flow. Praise God. See, a lot of them come out for a double portion. And that's okay. That is really, really okay. There's nothing wrong with that at all. Praise God. I feel a real presence of God. I apologize again. I just was going to put hands on everybody and pray for them, but the Lord just flowed. So I have to be obedient to Him. But I just sense the presence of the Lord so strong that I don't have to come and lay hands on you all. I don't have to do that. I'm going to pray, and I can't see any of you that shouldn't be healed. I can't see any of you here that God is saying, well, you know, I'm not really interested in healing that one. Sometimes I've been in prayer lines when God's told me not to pray for people, because of the way they're living, because of the things they've done. And God's told me. But tonight I see you. There's no stoppages here. There's no blockages in My spirit. But I do feel, I don't know whether you feel, but I just feel the presence of God. I just sense that presence of God is here. And so you can be healed. Isn't that wonderful? Now remember, when you prayed for you, don't go out there saying it didn't work. Shame on you. You're going to be healed. Some of you are going to receive a miracle healing. Some of you will walk out of there completely. Others will, you may have to battle for it a little bit. Amen? You may have to battle for it. And when I told you about my hay fever, I had to battle for that. I put scriptures on the back of the toilet door. And I would read those scriptures. Kept confessing. And I used to go after church some Sunday nights in Armadale after preaching. We lived next door in the manse. I'd go after praying, having a lovely meeting, go home, and I would pass blood and vomit blood. I used to be in such a bad, bad way after praying for people. But you know, I never let that stop me. I kept saying, God, I'm healed. God, I'm healed. I am healed. And I refuse to accept anything else than healing. Some of you here tonight have got a desperation. Thank God for it. And can I say this? Don't lose that desperation. Hang on to that desperation and you'll see that healing come. Because I am convinced 100% that God wants to heal you. Now, everybody look at me. God wants to heal you, and He wants to heal you. He wants to. Nothing's stopping Him. The only thing that's stopping Him is our belief. There's no barriers. He wants to heal you and you. You know he does. You know that tonight. There's a touch of God on you. He wants to heal you. Amen. He's going to heal you. He's going to do you really good. David, I just want to pray for this lady. He's going to do you good. You've had a tough life and a rough life. You've come the hard way. I see that by the Spirit straight away. Well, I spoke to you. Oh, boy, this lady's had some tough times. But you love God. You love him. You haven't let any of those things become bitterness to you. Could have done. I can see something right now that could have eaten away at you and made you one bitter lady. I can see it in the Spirit. But you never let that happen. And God's pleased. I just want you to know God is pleased with you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Now, I'm not going to pray for healing yet, because I'll pray for your healing, but I'm going to just pray for you because I just feel to pray for you. Father, I thank you for this lady that in spite of what the devil has thrown at her, in spite of what the world has done to her and said, she's still believing and trusting in you. Lord, I thank you for that, and that, Lord, you care for her and you're pleased with her walk before you. And that, Lord, I pray you from this place, you will continue to love you and to serve you, and that you will use her for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, wasn't that encouraging? You didn't expect that tonight. Not at all, but you needed it. And God, you needed that to hear that, that God is still on your case. Hallelujah. And he's working for you, and he loves you very much. And keep on loving him. Amen. Hallelujah. So God wants to heal you. And you, and you, and you, and you, and you, and you. He wants to heal you all. He does. Yeah. I'm convinced in my spirit that he wants to heal. You know he does.
He is willing.
You know he does. There's nothing to stop God from touching you and healing you right now in the name of Jesus. So you'll be healed right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Father, just lift your hands to the Lord. Father, all these wonderful people here tonight, they're standing in the grace of God. Lord, it's not me, it's not me, it's your grace that they're standing in. And I'm just simply your mouthpiece, Lord. I'm praying for them now. And I pray in the name of Jesus that you will cause healing virtue to flow into their lives. From the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, I pray healing virtue will flow right now. Whatever the ailment may be, if it's to do with the bones or the heart or whatever, Lord, you know, you're God. You're the great physician. You know us better than we know ourselves. And Lord, whatever is wrong, I pray that that wonderful, marvelous healing power will flow. Because Lord, I just sense that the presence of the Lord is here. And I sense that healing power is flowing right now throughout this line. As these people stand at this altar, be healed, be healed, be healed. Be healed in the name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen. And they shouted, hallelujah. Glory to God. Whoa. Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't think, oh, he didn't lay hands on me. Yes, he did. He laid hands on you. You don't need my hands laying on you when the presence of God is so powerful here. You know, when Jesus used to move, one of the times he said there was the presence of the Lord were there to heal, there used to be thousands of people. You don't think he went around touching every one of them, did you? And praying for every one, prophesying over them? Because he didn't. But the power of God flows. And I just felt it's flowed here tonight. Flowed in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. I just sense some wonderful faith here tonight. I just feel that faith is rising. Aggressive faith. Keep it going. Keep it going. Keep that aggressive faith rising. When you wake up tomorrow, let the first thing be, oh God, I didn't get healed. No. Let the first thing be, by your stripes, I am healed. And you claim it in the name of Jesus and you walk in it. Now, if you have to take medicine, you still do so. Unless you're convinced that, you know, the healing has come and therefore you can go to the doctor and give the medicine back. But if you have to do something like that, you do it. I'm not saying throw away your walking sticks or your whatever. Your medicine. Don't do that. Don't be silly. Don't do that at all. What I've testify to you that I've received some remarkable miracles in my body. This sometimes I don't receive miracles. I got aggressive over my knee. I got aggressive over my back, but I get skin cancers. Do you know, I've never been aggressive yet once over them. It's sort of sunspots, you know, just a little nick here and there, they cut them out. But really, I should get aggressive over that. But you know what I'm saying? What I'm trying to say is I'm human like anybody else. Not, I still go to the doctors if I have to. But there's certain things that I knew I'm not going to put up with this. No way am I going to put up with this. And by the way, when I get these little skin cancers, I've had about 15 skin cancers cut off my face. And do you see what it's done for me? It's made me look younger. So it took away the nips and tucks. And I got it on Medicare. It's been a real joy and a pleasure to be with you people. I've enjoyed the Bible studies I've taken. And if it so desires, if God so desires, and I'd love to come back and minister to you again. But I want to, all of us stand just now. Let's just stand in His awesome presence, and then we'll sing one more song, and I'll just pray for you all again. Lord, I want to thank you for this church. I want to thank you for the souls that are being saved. I want to thank you for the work that you're doing, Lord, with this church is at grassroots level. Holy Spirit, keep it going. Don't let it go in any other direction than the way it's going now. Lord, we thank you for those that come on a Wednesday and those that come on a Friday. People, Lord, that perhaps don't come on a Sunday, but they come to the meeting on a Wednesday. That, Lord, you love them as much as you love us. The people outside of this building, down and out, downcast, addicts, people who are bound by satanic powers, you love them just as much as you love us. And Lord, I thank you that this church has an open door to those people. I thank you, Lord, that they can come in here and feel comfortable, not feeling judged or put down, but feeling that this is a place where love is shown. And Lord, we know that the greatest way to change a person is the power of love. And so I pray this church will continue to flow. Thank you for David and Rochelle. I thank you for this lovely couple, Lord, and the leadership abilities that you've given to them and the anointing that is upon them and the helpers, the eldership, the leaders, everybody that's concerned, Lord, all those at work here, thank you for them. May they not get discouraged, but continually be encouraged at what they're doing for you. And Lord, I just pray that this church will grow and grow. I pray that you'll give this church one enormous problem, being they don't know where to put all the people that come. Lord, I pray that's the kind of problems that they will face. In the name of Jesus, I pray that that will be a problem for this church. In the very near future, they will not know where to put all the people that are coming. Lord, continue to bless, continue to minister, and we'll be careful to give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Let's sing another song.